Luminosity. When we met, we were nothing if not luminous. I remember it. Disarming you were, but seldom debilitating. Your state of undress rarely accidental. Certain countries and climes were more amenable. Something to do with bathing as distinct from swimming. Beach access was desirable, but never indispensable. At times, the captain's hat would go like a bird from head to head, only to increase the luminosity of all concerned, the beholder and the beheld. But what is a little luminosity among friends or in polite company? I was reduced by it, yet unnecessarily, some would say, enhanced. In deference to the classical tradition and an encroaching romanticism, you would hurry down the corridor outside the life room. Students of life, all of us, or so we dreamed. But what did we know? Only a fraction of what there was. Entire caravans and beach houses had been devoted to the study of you. Libraries had groaned with the weight or velveteen lightness of your literature. This little I was certain of. 4 a.m., you were wearing nothing but the beam of a passing car, a moment's torchlight, or the half of it, an intermittent gleam reminding us that 63% of the human body is water, or, to put it another way, 63% of nakedness is ocean. Eventually, the body forgets or is forgotten about, adrift upon the wide sea of itself. Other times you were an aquarium, a wetland or weather station. I have this from reliable sources, a distant colony of yourself. Or you resembled the voyage itself with its exclamations, "Don't lean out too far," or "I think this must be the island." You were present but not accountable as something seen through a telescope, a starless night, less than the calcium in your bones or a sideways glance across a room. Late summer, a blanket that flooded the house, your dress, if it was a dress, gathered and folded and laid to one side. It's not that I needed this or need it now. Luminosity, it might be upon us, you are bestowed, but you are never confined by us. In this world of unimaginable scarves and tights, we seek you out. Ill-planned, at other times sadly mistaken, on your account I have dipped my head above and below waterline, unencumbered yet chaste. I never wanted for directions. You were my skilled and unskilled labour, the one to which, in a more congenial breeze, leaves might affix themselves. In this, the garden of cultivated acquaintance, and which only now, in the fading, the constantly fading light, I have difficulty remembering. Remind me.